Hey everyone, welcome to the Builder's Briefing for March 28, 2026. I'm Alex here with Sam, and we have a packed show today. Microsoft open sourcing a frontier voice model, self-improving agents from Meta, real-time deepfakes going mainstream, and a design-to-code pipeline that's actually starting to feel real.
Yeah, today's one of those days where you can kind of feel the ground shifting under a few different areas at once. Really excited to dig in.
All right, let's start with a big one. Microsoft just dropped Vibe Voice on GitHub, fully open source, production-grade voice AI. We're talking a system that competes head-to-head with closed APIs from 11 Labs, OpenAI, and others. Except you can self-host it, fine-tune it, and there's no per-minute pricing.
That's huge. Like the cost angle alone. If you're building a voice agent for customer support or accessibility, per-minute API pricing is what kills you at scale. Having a self-hostable option that's actually competitive changes the math completely.
Exactly. It already has over 1,600 stars on GitHub and climbing. And the strategic read here is pretty clear. Microsoft wants to commoditize the voice layer so the compute runs on Azure. The voice interface itself becomes free. The value shifts to what you build on top of it.
Right. And what's wild is, when you pair this with the other stuff trending today, Figma's new MCP server, Drawbridge for visual prompting, you're looking at a full stack. Design in Figma, annotate it, pipe it to an AI coder, slap a voice UI on top with Vibe Voice. That's an end-to-end pipeline that barely existed 6 months ago.
I think voice-first UX is going to be table stakes in consumer products within 6 months. If you're not at least prototyping with it, you're already behind. Okay, moving to AI research. Meta's Facebook research team dropped Hyper Agents. These are self-referential, self-improving agents that can literally rewrite their own code and reasoning loops.
So agents that modify themselves. That's fascinating and slightly terrifying. But honestly, even if you don't ship something like this directly, the architecture patterns are worth studying. This is where agent frameworks are headed.
Agreed. And speaking of pushing boundaries, there's an open source project called Atlas, claiming a $500 local GPU setup can outperform Claude Sonnet on coding benchmarks.
Okay, I'd take specific benchmark claims with a grain of salt, but the broader trend is absolutely real. Local inference for code generation is getting competitive fast. If you're paying per token for code completion at any real volume, it's genuinely time to run your own numbers.
And one more on the AI side. Reco.ai used AI to rewrite their JSONATA implementation in a single day and claims it saved them $500,000 a year in costs.
That's interesting because the real story isn't the dollar figure. It's that AI-assisted rewrites of well-scoped, well-tested libraries are now basically a weekend project. If you have an expensive dependency with clear specs and good test coverage, this is your playbook. Just do it.
Let's talk developer tools. Figma shipped an official MCP server guide, standardizing how AI tools consume design data. And Drawbridge, this one's cool, lets you annotate designs in the browser like Figma comments, then sends those annotations directly as prompts to Claude Code and Cursor.
This is the one that got me most excited today, honestly. The designer-to-developer handoff has always been this messy gap, and now you can literally point at a design element, type what you want, and it becomes a prompt for your AI coding tool. If your team uses Figma plus any AI coding assistant, try Drawbridge immediately.
Also worth mentioning, Claude Code now supports scheduled web tasks. Think cron jobs but defined through natural language. And Basecamp shipped a CLI with agent skills, so AI agents can now programmatically create tasks, post updates, and manage projects.
The Claude Code scheduling thing is quietly a big deal. Setting up recurring AI-powered workflows without managing your own scheduler infrastructure. That lowers the bar significantly for internal tooling and automations.
All right, let's shift to security, because this one matters. DeepLiveCam hit 7,700 stars on GitHub this week. It does real-time face swaps and video deepfakes from a single image, most engaged repo of the week.
Yeah, this needs to be a wake-up call for anyone building identity verification or KYC systems. Real-time deepfakes are now a commodity open-source capability. If you don't have liveness detection in your auth stack, you needed it yesterday.
And to drive that point home, Iran-linked hackers breached the FBI director's personal email this week. If the FBI director's personal accounts are vulnerable, your teams are too. Enforce hardware keys, separate personal and work identities.
No excuses on that one. Hardware security keys are cheap. Set them up this weekend.
Quick hits before we wrap up. Someone got Doom running over DNS, because of course they did. There's a beautiful gzip decompression implemented in 250 lines of Rust. Great learning resource. And someone installed Let's Encrypt TLS on a brother printer with Certbot.
The printer one. That's the hero we needed. Also, apparently Japan made a desk specifically designed for working with your cat, and Hacker News absolutely loved it. Priorities.
Oh, and Apple killed the Mac Pro. No Apple Silicon refresh coming. If your team does local ML inference on Apple hardware, your options just narrowed to Mac Studio, or you're going Linux GPU rigs.
That's a real bummer for the pro desktop crowd. But honestly, for ML workloads, Linux GPU rigs have been the better value for a while now.
So here's the big takeaway from today. Three threads are converging. Voice and vision AI capabilities are becoming free and self-hostable. The design-to-code pipeline is solidifying around MCP and visual annotation tools, and real-time deepfakes are now commodity open source.
Which means if you're building anything with identity verification or trust, you need to assume video and voice can be faked in real time, and architect accordingly. And if you're building products, that Figma to AI coder to voice UI stack is becoming a genuine end-to-end pipeline.
Start prototyping with it this weekend. Links to everything we talked about are in the briefing. That's it for today's Builders Briefing. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Go build something cool. See you next time.